con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America. He's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Patriots, I've warned you time and time again. No holiday is safe. Not Easter, not Independence Day, and now not even Christmas. That's right, folks. The war on Christmas is no longer just about banning nativity scenes and replacing Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays. No, it's gone deeper. It's infiltrated our schools, our children's minds, and as I recently discovered, it's being taught under the sinister guise of something I can only describe as critical Christmas theory. Now, before I get into how I single-handedly stood up against this indoctrination, let me set the stage for you. It all began when Brenda's sister, Brittini, you remember Brittini, the only person in my family who sort of gets me, invited me to her daughter, Madison's school holiday pageant. Brenda, of course, declined the invitation. She said something about needing space, which I've come to realize is woman code for ignoring Blake. But that's fine. Her absence gave me a chance to focus on what really mattered, truth and justice. The pageant was held at Madison's Elementary School, which I should have known would be a breeding ground for leftist propaganda. As soon as I walked into the building, I knew something was off. Gone were the Christmas wreaths and nativity scenes I remembered from my childhood. Instead, the hallways were lined with generic winter decorations, snowflakes, mittens, and penguins. Not a single shepherd, angel, or wise man in sight. It was unsettling, to say the least. I sat in the auditorium, scanning the program for the pageant. At first, everything seemed fine. Madison was playing a snowflake, and there were songs listed like Frosty the Snowman and Jingle Bells. But then I saw it, a segment called A Modern Christmas Story. My blood ran cold. What could this possibly mean? Would it be about consumerism, climate change? Would Santa's sleigh run on renewable energy? I didn't have to wait long to find out. The performance began innocently enough. There were kids dressed as reindeer, snowmen, and gingerbread men. But when the modern Christmas story segment started, things took a sharp turn. A group of kids came out wearing costumes that looked suspiciously like city council members. One child, playing the mayor of Christmas, began giving a speech about how Santa's workshop had been privatized and now had to meet new diversity and environmental standards. Another kid, dressed as an elf, complained about the gender imbalance in Santa's workforce. Patriots, I sat there in horror as they butchered the true meaning of Christmas right in front of me. The final straw came when one child declared that Santa would no longer give gifts based on a naughty or nice list because it was judgmental and outdated. Instead, he would deliver equitable presents to all children, regardless of behavior. I couldn't take it anymore. I stood up in the middle of the auditorium, my voice booming over the polite applause of the other parents. "This is an outrage," I shouted. "What happened to the real Christmas story? The manger, the shepherds, the wise men? This is critical Christmas theory, and it's brainwashing our children." There was a collective gasp from the crowd. A teacher approached me, whispering something about needing to stay quiet. I ignored her. "Are we just going to sit here and let our kids be fed this garbage?" I continued. "This isn't Christmas. It's propaganda." Brenda's sister, Brittini, was sitting a few rows away, her face buried in her hands. I thought she was overwhelmed by the truth I was speaking, but later I realized it was more likely secondhand embarrassment. The principal, a wiry man who looked like he hadn't eaten a full meal since the Clinton administration, approached me with a forced smile. "Mr. Winchester," he said, "we appreciate your passion, but we need to keep the program moving." "Not until these kids hear the real Christmas story," I declared. I reached into my pocket and pulled out a small, folded-up booklet I carry for just such emergencies, A Patriot's Guide to Christmas. Written by yours truly, it contains the entire Christmas story, complete with annotations about how America's founding principles align with the birth of Jesus. The principal tried to stop me, but I was already walking onto the stage. I took the microphone from one of the kids and began to read. "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid," I began. "But were they afraid because of a lack of diversity? No! They were afraid because they were in the presence of true greatness." At this point, the teachers were scrambling to stop me, but I kept going. And the wise men brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They didn't bring equitable presents. They brought the best they had to offer, because that's what Christmas is about: sacrifice, tradition, and excellence. I was mid-sentence when the mic cut out. The principal had unplugged it, but I didn't let that stop me. I raised my voice, projecting to the back of the auditorium. "We need to bring back the real Christmas, people, one with God, patriotism, and a little respect for tradition." Security was eventually called, and I was escorted out of the building. As I left, I saw Brittini giving me a look that I couldn't quite place, something between disbelief and exhaustion. I thought about explaining myself, but there wasn't time. I had bigger plans. Back at home, I decided to take my message to social media. I recorded a video from my front yard, standing in front of my newly repaired eagle statue and declaring, "Today, I stood up against the war on Christmas in our schools. And tomorrow, I'll keep fighting, because this isn't just about Christmas, it's about our future." The backlash from my school standoff was almost immediate. The video I'd posted, me standing tall in front of my newly repaired eagle statue, declaring my victory over critical Christmas theory, had spread like wildfire. Patriots from across the country commented with words of encouragement, calling me a hero, a savior of the season, a modern-day Paul Revere. But locally, things were not looking so good. First, there was the phone call from Brenda. It came in the morning after my heroic stand. just as I was finishing a second plate of leftover waffles. "Blake," she began, her voice already at a simmering level of frustration, "do you have any idea what you've done?" "Good morning to you too, Brenda," I said, cheerfully ignoring her tone. "You're welcome for taking a stand against the insanity in our schools." "You embarrassed Brittini," she snapped. "She just called me, crying, because her daughter was mortified in front of her entire class." "Mortified," I said, genuinely shocked. "Brenda, I was defending the real meaning of Christmas. I was protecting Madison from a lifetime of leftist lies." "She's 8, Blake," Brenda shot back. "She doesn't need a lecture on patriotism. She needs to enjoy a school play without her uncle storming the stage like a lunatic." "Lunatic?" I repeated, offended. "That's rich coming from someone who hasn't even bothered to support my patriotic initiatives." "You're impossible," she said with an audible sigh. "Just stay away from Brittini for a while, okay? And for the love of God, don't go near the school again." The line went dead before I could respond. I shrugged, figuring Brenda would cool down eventually. She always did. The next blow came in the form of an email from the school principal. It was long, overly formal, and filled with thinly veiled disdain. "Mr. Winchester," it began, "while we appreciate your enthusiasm for the holiday season, your actions at our recent holiday pageant were both disruptive and inappropriate. We ask that you refrain from attending any future school events unless you are invited by a student's parent or guardian." I read the email twice, then forwarded it to Brittini with a note that said, "They're scared of the truth. Don't let them silence us." Brittini's reply was less enthusiastic than I'd hoped. It was just 3 words. "Please stop, Blake." Undeterred, I doubled down on my social media campaign. I posted another video, this time sitting at my dining table, the eagle statue clearly visible through the window behind me. "Patriots," I began, "the woke mob is at it again. This time, they're targeting our schools, indoctrinating our kids with their so-called modern values. But I won't stand for it. Yesterday, I took a stand against critical Christmas theory, and today, I'm asking all of you to do the same. Let's make this Christmas the most patriotic one yet." The response was mixed. While my usual supporters rallied behind me, the local comments were less kind. "Stay away from our kids, Blake," one person wrote. "Maybe Santa should bring you some common sense," said another. Even Brenda chimed in, commenting, "Please stop embarrassing our family." But the real fallout came later that day when the local news showed up on my doorstep. The reporter, a young woman with an air of practiced politeness, smiled as she introduced herself. "Hi, Mr. Winchester. I'm Melissa with Channel 8 News. We've had some viewers reach out about your recent actions at Lincoln Elementary's holiday pageant. Would you be willing to share your side of the story?" "Would I?" I said, stepping out onto the porch and striking what I thought was a confident pose. "Melissa, you're looking at a patriot who's not afraid to speak the truth. Ask away." She started with basic questions. What motivated me to interrupt the pageant? Why I felt it was necessary? And whether I thought my actions were appropriate? I answered each one with unwavering confidence, leaning heavily on phrases like cultural decay, protecting our heritage, and God's plan for Christmas. But then she asked the question that caught me off guard. "Do you think it was fair to your niece, Madison, to create such a spectacle at an event that was supposed to be about her and her classmates?" I hesitated, just for a moment. "Well, Melissa, sometimes the truth is uncomfortable. And if Madison learns one thing from this, I hope it's that standing up for what's right is more important than fitting in." Melissa raised an eyebrow but didn't push further. The interview ended shortly after that, but I could tell from her expression that she wasn't on my side. That night, the segment aired, It wasn't flattering. Local man disrupts elementary school holiday pageant in bizarre anti-woke rant, the anchor said as the footage played. There I was, storming the stage, shouting about wise men and propaganda, while parents and children looked on in horror. They even included a shot of Brittini shaking her head in the audience. By the next morning, the comments were pouring in. My phone buzzed nonstop with messages, notifications, and a particularly angry voicemail from Brenda. "Blake," she began, her voice practically vibrating with fury. "You've officially lost your mind. Brittini won't even talk to me now. Madison's refusing to go to school. And you've made a complete fool of yourself on TV. Fix this, or so help me, I'm changing the locks when I get back." As I sat in my living room, surrounded by the wreckage of my Christmas crusade, I began to wonder if I'd gone too far. But then I looked out the window at my eagle statue, still standing tall, and I knew the answer. No, patriots, I hadn't gone too far. If anything, I hadn't gone far enough. The fallout from my heroic stand at the school was hitting harder than expected, but I knew I couldn't back down. Christmas wasn't just a holiday, it was a battleground, and I was on the front lines. Still, the comments, the emails, and the icy silence from Brenda were beginning to wear on me. I needed a win, a big, dramatic gesture to turn things around. And that's when I heard about the mall. The local mall was hosting its annual Christmas event, complete with a Santa meet and greet, hot cocoa, and the usual over-commercialized nonsense. Normally, I'd avoid such a spectacle. But this year, word had spread that the mall had implemented new, inclusive policies, including a Santa who would alternate between traditional and non-traditional attire, whatever that meant. I knew immediately that I had to get involved. It was a crisp Saturday afternoon when I pulled into the mall parking lot, my truck proudly sporting its "Make Christmas Great Again" bumper sticker. I'd brought my own Santa hat, a stack of my homemade Patriot's Guide to Christmas booklets, and a Bluetooth speaker loaded with a playlist of patriotic Christmas songs. If this mall was going woke, I was going to make sure everyone knew what the real Christmas was about. As I entered the mall, I could feel the energy in the air. Kids were running around, parents were lined up with shopping bags, and in the center of it all was Santa's Village, a garish display of fake snow, oversized candy canes, and elves that looked more miserable than merry. And there he was, Santa Claus, seated on his throne, with a line of children waiting to sit on his lap. At first, I thought things seemed normal. Santa was wearing the traditional red suit, and the elves were handing out candy canes. But then, as I got closer, I noticed something that made my blood boil, a sign posted near the entrance to the village. It read, "Santa welcomes everyone to the season of love and unity. This year we celebrate all traditions and invite everyone to share their unique holiday stories." "Unique holiday stories?" I muttered under my breath. "This isn't Oprah's book club. This is Christmas." I approached one of the elves, a teenage girl with a forced smile and an air of exhaustion, and asked to speak with whoever was in charge. She pointed me toward a middle-aged woman wearing a headset and a sweater that said "Holly Jolly Coordinator." "Perfect." "Ma'am," I began, putting on my most authoritative voice, "do you know what's going on here?" She looked confused. "I manage the Santa Village. Can I help you?" "Help me?" I said, my voice rising. "You can help the entire community by explaining why Santa's been turned into some kind of cultural ambassador instead of the traditional God-fearing symbol of Christmas he's meant to be." Her eyes narrowed. "Sir, this is a family-friendly event. If you have concerns, you're welcome to submit them to mall management." "I don't have time for bureaucracy," I snapped. "This is about preserving the sanctity of Christmas." Sensing she wasn't going to budge, I decided to take matters into my own hands. I marched straight toward Santa, ignoring the murmurs from parents and the frantic protests of the elves. When I reached the front of the line, I stepped onto the little stage where Santa sat and grabbed the microphone meant for announcements. "Attention, shoppers!" I bellowed. "I'm here to tell you the real story of Christmas, the one this mall doesn't want you to know." Santa blinked at me, his expression a mix of confusion and alarm. "Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to step off the stage," he said in a calm, professional tone. "Not until these people hear the truth," I replied. "Christmas isn't about unity or unique holiday stories. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ and the values that built this nation." By now, security was approaching, but I wasn't done. I reached into my bag, pulled out my Bluetooth speaker, and hit play. The opening notes of "God Bless America" filled the air as I held the microphone close to my mouth and began to recite the Christmas story. That's when things took an unexpected turn. Santa, trying to regain control of the situation, stood up and attempted to grab the microphone. In the process, he knocked over a nearby table holding a tray of lit candles meant for the holiday unity ceremony. The candles fell to the ground, igniting a pile of fake snow and, horrifyingly, Santa's plush red suit. For a moment, everything froze. Parents gasped, kids screamed, and Santa, now a human fireball, began frantically patting himself down. The elves scrambled to find a fire extinguisher, while I, ever the patriot, leaped into action. "Stay calm, Santa!" I shouted, grabbing a nearby decorative wreath and attempting to use it to smother the flames. It didn't work. In fact, it seemed to make things worse. "Stop helping me!" Santa yelled, rolling on the ground as the fire extinguisher finally arrived. Within seconds, the flames were out, but the damage was done. Santa's suit was charred, his beard singed, and his dignity completely obliterated. The crowd stared in stunned silence as the holly jolly coordinator turned to me, her face a mask of fury. "Get out," she said through gritted teeth. As I was escorted out by mall security, I couldn't help but feel a twinge of regret, not for my actions, but for how misunderstood I was. I had tried to save Christmas, to bring the truth to the masses, and instead, I was being treated like a criminal. Back in the parking lot, I recorded one final video. My face was red from exertion, my voice hoarse from shouting, but my spirit remained unbroken. "Patriots," I began, "today I faced the forces of darkness head on. I tried to bring the truth of Christmas to a mall overrun by woke propaganda, and while the enemy may have scored a small victory, they haven't won the war. This isn't over, not by a long shot."
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.